This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning we are joined by U.S. Senator Ron Wyden. Senator, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Geez, it sure looks like the community has been flattened with those record rains and mudslides. So we're on board in terms of getting help from the feds.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. Yeah, a lot to consider from that. Now, are you back in the state today?
I am. We're having town meetings. We've been in the valley. You know, this is part of my commitment to have an open to all town hall meeting every county every year. And, you know, we're especially interested in trying to help folks. Our number is 541-431-0229, 541-431-0229. We're standing by, ready to help.
All right. A few topics to hit today. One that I've been kind of fascinated with in the last couple of weeks in particular are the issue of tariffs being imposed by President Trump, particularly on Canada, Mexico, China as well. What are your thoughts about those? Economists seem to differ on that.
I think these tariffs just hit Oregon like a wrecking ball. And Donald Trump and, you know, these kinds of issues are so important. You want to just make sure the facts get out. Always says that foreigners pay the taxes. That's just not accurate. Those tariffs get paid for by Oregon consumers, our small businesses and individuals. And I think it also contributes to inflation. New poll out again today. You know, big issues, the economy, inflation, economics, people getting, you know, hammered. And remember, they were told in the campaign, oh, we're going into the grocery stores, we're going to lower your grocery prices. People tell me they're not seeing that.
And do you see the tariffs also being an issue in terms of long-term relationships, for instance, with Canada that we've generally had a very positive relationship with?
There's no question that this harms the long-term, you know, relationship. As we all know, Canada's making changes in their political elections as well as we have in the last year. But the reality is you can't deny the good relationship we've had with Canada has always been a bonus for Oregon. We've always looked to that friendship. So many areas of goods and services. And I think we ought to be trying to build allies wherever we can, particularly traditional ones we ought to build on, like Canada.
One of the, of course, issues that on the federal level people monitor very closely is Social Security. Where are we at on that with some of the recent staffing cuts?
As the senior Democrat on the Finance Committee, which has authority over Social Security, I am watchdogging the agency all the time, and I'm very concerned about where we are. If you look at the cutbacks in terms of people, some of the changes in terms of technology that needs to be modernized. You know, what you see is some of this DOGE outfit looking like they're trying to hollow out Social Security, hollow out the areas where, you know, government is really, you know, taking, you know, the lead, particularly in terms of services. You hollow out Social Security and you're looking at something like privatization. And Elon Musk has said, well, you know, Social Security is just a Ponzi scheme. That's just not true. I mean, again, Social Security is an intergenerational alliance between young people and older people. And on my watch as the senior guy on the committee that deals with Social Security, we're not going to lose Social Security on my watch.
How do we keep Social Security healthy, though, given the challenges of the growing budget deficit?
Well, if well-to-do people simply paid their share, that would go a long way to keep Social Security in good shape for decades to come. Right now, under the tax laws, if you're a billionaire, you can do something to avoid paying taxes for years on end. You just buy, borrow, and die. And not paying into Social Security, not paying taxes for years on end. There are a number of pieces to the puzzle. The payroll tax ought to be changed so that the wealthy pay more in payroll taxes as well, but certainly we ought to do more to collect taxes that are owed from the very wealthy that aren't paying.
One of the other big programs people.
Let me also mention, sure, Kyle, that Social Security has a very good record in terms of efficiency. 99.7% of retirement benefits are delivered accurately and on time.
And let me ask you as well about Medicaid. That's another one that people probably are a little concerned about right now.
One out of four jobs, one out of four Oregonians are dependent on Medicaid. It's a lifeline. And, you know, when you have one out of every three, four Oregonians depend on Medicaid, particularly for nursing homes, it has a really, you know, key impact on the quality of life. The percentage of Douglas County residents enrolled in Medicaid is 40%. That's higher than the statewide average. And also Medicaid is paying much of the nursing home bill. And Douglas County has always had a lot of seniors.
Is that fund and the funding sort of long-term look for Medicaid? What is it like in the future? Are there concerns there up the road?
Well, we've got some big challenges. The head of the nominee to head the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Mehmet Oz, was at the Finance Committee, and I asked him repeatedly. He kept calling Medicaid a program that he cherished. So I said, you cherish the program. Will you commit to not cutting Medicaid, because it is so important in my state? And, you know, Douglas County numbers that I just mentioned are an example. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't commit to saying that there ought to be a nurse in every nursing home. He said it was complicated. I said, are you kidding me? You know, it's not complicated. This is something that's a fairness sort of question. We've got to have nurses in nursing homes. So we've got a long way to go. And what's particularly of concern is the House of Representatives, their key committee, has said they have to, for the purposes of the budget, come up with $1 trillion worth of savings. Pretty hard to get a number like that without really chopping the heck out of Medicaid, and I'm going to fight that.
We are approaching not as far away as it seems like right now, given the weather yesterday. We're approaching fire season. Is there some concern there about the ability to get more seasonal firefighters hired this year with all the federal changes?
I'm very concerned about the changes in these natural resources agencies. And I've been telling the Trump people that what they're doing in terms of these agencies defies common sense. For example, the colder weather is when you get in there and do your prescribed burns so that you can make it less dangerous in the summer months. You know, you go in there in the winter and deal with all that dead material that's piled up. You're in a better position to deal with the fire season when it gets, you know, really hot. So what we've been doing is trying to get the administration to reverse course, make sure that we get the funds for prescribed burns and others. And Senator Merkley and I have been sounding the alarm over the fact that the Trump administration actually rescinded employment offers to seasonal wildland firefighters and terminated Forest Service, BLM, and Park Service staff. And we're trying to get those folks back.
Let me hit the topic of veterans. Of course, the Roseburg VA here, even some concerns about the potential for a state veterans home still getting funding to take place. Where are we at on that?
Well, I'm watchdogging this to make sure that they execute the laws and get the positions that we need for Oregon's VA healthcare. As you know, there's an effort to flash veterans staffing all over the country, thousands and thousands of people that I think would take a real toll in providing essential health services for veterans. We've had some good laws like the PACT Act passed to ensure that that vets get care. But the Trump people are making a bunch of changes now to these vets' benefits that are earned benefits, and I'm not going to support rolling those back. And one bit of other news is we're going to have a program today in Portland today for VA staff and other folks in Portland with the congressional delegation. We'll have some more to say after that. Val Hoyle and others will be there representing Roseburg.
And what about the aspect, though, of that veterans home, specifically making it to Roseburg? It seems like we have been so close on that for quite a while.
The home that you're talking about is one of my top priorities. That's been the longest-running battle since the Trojan War to get that home for the veterans in Southern Oregon. And we're waiting to make sure that the Trump people are willing to step up and make this a priority, you know, project when they release their updated list.
All right, a lot going on. I know we'll cover some more again. And, of course, a town hall later in the year here in Douglas County. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Let's do it again. Go Ducks, number 5 seed.
All right. Thank you. 8:41 at the Morning Report.